Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida, the show that puts you in control of your financial future. Your hosts, Bradley and Madison Harden, are a trusted husband and wife team dedicated to helping you design a retirement that fits your lifestyle, your goals, and your vision for the years ahead. From smart income strategies and social security planning to protecting your wealth and living life on your own terms, this is the place where financial clarity meets coastal confidence. Whether you're just entering the retirement red zone or already enjoying your golden years, Bradley and Madison are here to guide you every step of the way. This is Retirement Your Way. Let's build the future you deserve.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Matt McClure here with you. I am so glad that you have joined us here once again. And I am joined by Bradley and Madison Harden, as always. Hello, you two.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. I'm so glad that we get to sit down once again and bring education and hopefully some inspiration to people who want to make their lives better, especially their financial lives, and especially as they plan for retirement. Really is what you guys do every day. Tell the folks what it is that you do and how long you've been doing it.
Right. So Madison and I, we have a combined 17 years of experience helping retirees and pre-retirees plan for that 5 o'clock summer retirement. And we do that with an educational approach first. So we try to educate you on different topics and scenarios that we've run into over our career to help maybe help you avoid some of those common mistakes people make.
Yeah. AmeriLife provides us with the tools that we need to be able to provide you with the solutions that you need. Yeah. And essentially just to help our clients live longer, healthier lives.
That is the ultimate goal. And AmeriLife obviously has been a rest, not some fly-by-night operation here. AmeriLife's been around for more than half a century doing this. Got its start on the west coast of Florida, and it just has grown by leaps and bounds over the last five decades plus here. And really does, as you've been saying, help people in all of those different aspects and address a lot of the concerns that people have when planning for their retirement years. So our main topic today is actually the top concerns, according to a recent survey, of American retirees and pre-retirees these days. And number one here is, I think, pretty eye-opening, that people want to live to be 100 years old, right? But they only a certain number, I think about a quarter, plan on working into their 70s. So that means that you've got this long period, 35, potentially 40 years to plan for to make sure that you don't run out of money. And that is really the number one concern of retirees, that they fear running out of money even more than death itself.
Right. And longevity of life is a great thing. But knowing that, we have to be able to plan for those guaranteed sources of income to be able to take us into those longer years.
Right. And as I've mentioned previously, your retirement income is the heartbeat of your portfolio. So you want to make sure that every month you've got enough coming in to be able to meet those expenses, see your family, take those trips, so that way you can live a comfortable retirement.
Yeah. And you know, it's so important to know what's out there. And I love what you guys say about starting, you know, leading with education first. Because if you don't know what your options are, how in the world can you plan, right? I mean, it's like, people think, oh, it's all about the stock market, or it's all about being, you know, having my money in the bank or my savings account, or God forbid, stuffing it under my mattress or whatever to keep it safe. But no, there are many other options out there, and just knowing about them really helps.
Right. And you don't want to get into your retirement years and then all of a sudden have less money than you need to be able to enjoy it. You've worked your whole life to get to this point. So because people are living longer, we have found lots of unique ways to create that income in those retirement years.
Yeah, and I absolutely love that. Number two here is a big concern for a lot of people as well, and that is, you know, losing independence. I know that you, and we'll talk about a particular case that has to do with this and kind of the next two stats that we'll talk about here. about someone losing their independence, but is it something that you find it really is, and the people that you work with, one of those big main concerns that they'll have, just because, you know, you've lived and worked for so long, and now, you know, you don't want to be relying on other people so much. You want to still feel like you're vital and vibrant and all the things.
Right. And taking pride in that independence, you know, that's what we see a lot is, I've been doing it my way, my own self for 40, 50, 60, 70 years. And giving up that, it takes a hit to the pride. And so we see a lot of people trying to make plans of, well, if I were to lose my independence or something were to happen, what are my options? And it is always best to have those conversations before the need arises. Because if you've already lost your independence, then you have to try to make a plan. It generally doesn't go the way you want.
Yeah. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail, right? As the old saying goes. And so that just calls into focus that importance of having a plan. And I always sort of think about it like, you know, you need to have a plan that's going to be a good plan that you can make adjustments along the way as needed, working with financial professionals like yourselves. But, you know, it's going to be a plan that no matter what happens in life, no matter what happens, that the things that we can't necessarily control the things that you can, and that plan is something that you can control. So
right.
You can may retain that independence longer.
It is customizable, you know, depending on how you see fit. It's not necessarily the most fun conversation to have planning for those experiences that you may have, but it is inevitable that people are living longer. So we have to have that plan for the longevity.
Yeah, absolutely right. And what we want to do then is get that plan in place. No matter what your situation is, just make sure you have a plan, right? It's so important. And we're going to talk about how you all helped a very real couple plan in just a bit with a particular scenario. And we'll go over that when we get there. But right now, I want to encourage you, if you are listening and you do not have a plan, to give a call to AmeriLife of Central Florida, Bradley and Madison, waiting to help you come up with that plan that's customized for you. It's all about what is right for you and your situation. 386-977-9684. 386-977-9684. You could also go to planretirementyourway.com.
We've been talking a lot about some different concerns that retirees have today, according to a survey. Talked about the fear of losing all of their money, about running out of money before they run out of life, essentially. And really that being a fear, even a greater fear than the fear of death itself, which is huge, of course. And then also, you know, losing your independence, which then leads right into our next sort of point here and our next big top concern of retirees, which is becoming a burden to family. I know that, you know, that's one reason I've had relatives and loved ones who have just been like that. I had one relative that I didn't even know was sick until it was pretty close to the end because he didn't want to be a burden to anybody else. And it's like, well, we could have helped you, but it's a big concern. Like it's just a very human thing, I feel like, to not want to be a burden to anybody else.
Right. And sometimes as parents and grandparents, you're thinking, you know, I raised my kids, maybe even your grandkids too. I don't want them having to now in turn take care of me, although they probably would. You know, you don't want to put that burden on your family because at the end of the day, they are working individuals with maybe kids of their own and responsibilities. And although they would love to be able to help you out, it's probably not going to be feasible that they would be able to quit their job, take care of you full time, move in, and also living in Florida, you know, we find that we have so many clients who are here alone. They may be relocated from other states and don't even have family nearby that they could rely on.
Right. And we see that, and that's part of our planning process is, you know, we want your children to be involved as maybe a care manager, but we don't want them to be your caregiver. And we don't want your spouse to have to be your caregiver either, because what studies have shown that if you have a sick spouse and you're the sole provider, your health starts to deteriorate. And I can attest to that personally with my grandparents. You know, my grandfather was sick the last year or two, and my grandmother was his main caregiver. And so, you know, there are some things that she had to deal with, and we just try to avoid that from happening for any of our clients.
Yeah, a similar situation in my family with when my dad got sick. It was, you know, my mom who had to do a lot of the taking care of him. And so, yeah, it can be a real, it can be a true burden and a physical, emotional, mental way, all, you know, all encompassed in one.
It's time for this week's Problem Solver.
Now, you both were able to help someone here fairly recently with a situation like this. And I want you to talk about it. Of course, we've changed the name to protect the identity of the person. As I sort of jokingly say, we've changed the names to protect the innocent here. But we're going to call this person Shirley Brown. And so talk about Shirley, that situation, and why she sought help with her plan.
Right. And so when we met her, her husband had passed away maybe 6 to 8 months prior to us meeting. And from the story she told, he spent the last, you know, days and years of his life being cared for at home. So there was a team that came in, and she actually provided a lot of that care as well. And after he passed away, she was alone in her own home, and she feared that there wasn't going to be anybody like her family to be able to come over and take care of her. So one of the ways that we helped her was creating a long-term care plan where didn't matter if she went to a full-blown nursing home, memory care, assisted living, or even what she wanted was to stay home. No matter where she went or what happened, the plan was going to help bring people in, provide that care so she didn't have to be a burden to her family.
Yeah. And that's one of our, and so when people think, you know, long-term care, but talk a little bit about how expensive it is, first of all, because it can just wreck someone's financial picture. It's kind of insane.
Exactly. And here in Florida, we're seeing the prices $100,000 annually. And for most people, the need is going to come from those activities of daily life that you're no longer able to do on your own. So it's not necessarily going into a full-blown nursing home care. It's getting help with the things around your house.
Yeah, bathing and cooking and feeding yourself and all of that
right.
kind of thing.
Right. And what we're seeing in the community, especially in Florida, is they're building new memory care centers, assisted living, nursing home, you know, places on every city street almost, you know. So the demand and the need for that type of care, especially here in Florida, has grown. A big reason is because it's so attractive to retire here. As everybody can be aware of, you know, we pay no state taxes here, which is great. The weather can be hot, but generally speaking, it's a nice mild climate. So we see a lot of retirees coming here, and therefore they're spending their later years here in Florida, which creates that need for more centers.
Right. Yeah. And in her case, we were able to meet with her children, explain the plan to them, explain it to her, and all she'll have to do is make one phone call whenever the time comes, and the plan will take care of her the way that she designed it.
Yeah. And boy, peace of mind really is what comes to mind for me, not only for her, but like for the family as well, you know, like the kids, the grandkids potentially also, just knowing that she's going to be taken care of. They're not going to have to worry about it. And that really is what it's all about. You know, I mean, just making sure that you are set up not only for retirement, but if you're listening to the sound of our voices, then you need to be set up for all different phases of life. You know, we focus on retirement and having that retirement that is done your way. But at the same time, you want to make sure that the next generation is taken care of and that you're not going to be a burden on them while you are still around as well. So what I would encourage you to do is actually go online to planretirementyourway.com. It's planretirementyourway.com. And you can get in touch with Bradley and Madison and go there, fill out the form, and set up an appointment. It's absolutely free of any cost or any obligation. You can also give them a call at AmeriLife of Central Florida, 386-977-9684. That's 386-977-9684. And get started on that plan so you can have retirement your way, and you can have the rest of your life your way as well. Stick around. Much more Retirement Your Way still to come.
Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. We'll be right back. Remember, you can listen to the show anytime, anywhere. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Retirement isn't a one-size-fits-all. And neither is your plan. To schedule a no-cost, no-obligation consultation, give the team a call at 386-977-9684 or visit planretirementyourway.com. Welcome back. It's time to talk more about building the retirement you've been dreaming about. This is Retirement Your Way. Here again are Bradley and Madison Harden.
Welcome back. This is Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Matt McClure here with you alongside Bradley and Madison Harden. And now it is time for everyone's, including myself, favorite financial game show.
Come on down. As we test your financial knowledge in Right or Wrong.
No prizes if you get things correct or anything like that, but you do get a little bit of pride that you know some things and you've been learning along with us here on the show. What I try to do is fool these two, okay? I try to, you know, pull the wool over their eyes a little bit by presenting statements just as if they were the absolute truth, but they will tell me whether those statements are right or wrong. I haven't been able to fool them yet. And, you know, I just feel like that's going to continue this time around because they're too good. They're too good for me, too smart for me. So let's see if you have learned anything, and maybe I'll trip them up. Who knows? Watch with suspense. You know, I can tell you're on the edge of your seat. All right. As we continue to talk about the top concerns of retirees today, that's the subject of today's show. We're looking at these particular statements. I will start with number one, which is this. According to multiple recent surveys, the top concern of retirees is running out of money, and many seniors fear this potential reality more than death itself.
That is true. That's correct, rather. So with longevity of life comes the need for your income to last even longer. And so the recent studies do show that even people that are of a higher wealth category are concerned about how their money is going to continue to pay them and work for them as they live to closer to 100.
Right. A lot of times we see people are afraid to spend those retirement dollars, whereas the people that we've been able to help create that personal pension are not afraid of spending because they know that that money is going to be there every single month and they really can enjoy retirement their way.
Yeah. It gives them that flexibility in retirement, and it gives them just, the ability to enjoy their days, their nights, their weekends. I mean, every day is kind of like a Saturday when you're retired. So you want to be able to do the things that you want to do. And having that dependable income is such an important thing because you want to have some guarantees, some certainty when you go into your retirement years. And there are ways to do that. And of course, we'll talk about some of those, as a matter of fact, coming up in just a few minutes. Right here in this same right or wrong game, okay? All right, so that's number one. Number two is this. If I delay taking Social Security benefits past the age of 70, I'll continue to get delayed retirement credit increases for each year that I wait.
That's wrong. So Social Security benefits do roll up at 8% each year of deferral, but that does end at 70.
Right, so you want to take a look at the big picture of when do I turn it on? How long do I defer? And part of our planning process is helping you come to that decision, whether it be taking it early at 62, 63, waiting until you are full retirement age, or waiting until 70. But again, it does not benefit you to wait past 70 because you no longer get that increase.
Yeah, no matter what, at age 70, you might as well start taking it because otherwise there's no benefit in going beyond that.
Right. Absolutely. And you really have to weigh out the pros and cons of deferring, of drawing now. If, like Bradley has mentioned in previous episodes, if you're having to withdraw from your investments for your day-to-day spending, it might not make sense to defer waiting on that increase rather than just taking it now.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, go on, take the money and run is a good thing. But again, it's all dependent upon your individual situation, and everybody's situation is different. So that's why it's important to have a customized plan specifically for you. All right. Number three here. If your employer does not offer a pension plan, there's no other way for you to create a personal income stream that you can never outlive.
That is wrong. And so some of you may have friends that are retired teachers or retired military who receive a pension, and they love it. Now, because maybe you worked in the private sector, you didn't have the ability to retire with a pension, but a lot of times we see folks retiring with a defined contribution plan, such as 401k, 403b, and accounts like that. And part of our planning process is helping you convert some of those dollars into a personal pension, something that will pay you forever that you can never outlive.
Yeah, and that is, I think, you know, because pensions have, by and large, gone the way of the dinosaur, as you say. I mean, it's just a small fraction of the private employers out there even offer them anymore. But because over the last several decades, they've been passing that onus on to the employee to save up for their retirement. And here's the thing. I mean, it's like, you know, you're building up that nest egg, and people tend to do a fairly good job at that, at least making contributions. Make sure you're maxing those out to at least get the employer match, the full employer match, of course. But then, you know, you get to retirement. It's like, okay, I've got this big pot of money. What in the world do I do with it? How am I going to turn that into income? Well, now you can actually set up a personal pension for yourself using that money. And that could be a great situation for a lot of folks. So
definitely.
Yeah. And that's something, of course, that you all do each and every day for people, which brings us to our last right or wrong statement this time around. It is this: you won't learn much in a first appointment with a financial professional, I should say.
Wrong on that one. So we do our very best to educate our clients on all things retirement planning. And our first appointments are similar to meeting with a new specialist or doctor, where we ask you a bunch of questions. They can ask us any questions that they may have. And we just try to give them a detailed answer on advice and solutions where we may see fit that they maybe didn't think of before now.
Yeah. And if you compare it, you know, to like a first visit with a doctor, you know, you get those vital signs checked out. You get that baseline of where you are. And if you don't know where you are, how in the world can you know where you're going, right? So it's really where it all begins, is with that initial consultation. Again, it's absolutely free of any cost or any obligation. Just go to planretirementyourway.com. That's planretirementyourway.com. Or you can give them a call at AmeriLife of Central Florida, 386-977-9684. That's 386-977-9684. And several minutes left here in the show, but as we kind of get a little bit toward the end of things, we always like to talk about, you know, kind of the big takeaways from the show today. And we have been talking about the top concerns of retirees, the big ones that a recent survey actually found that retirees are concerned about, just in their day-to-day lives, but also, you know, long-term as well. So as we, you know, kind of sum up everything and wrap it up in a nice little bow, what are maybe some of the big takeaways for you?
So just to highlight the big three, there was running out of money, losing independence, and then becoming a burden to your family. And no matter what stage in retirement you are, we see that across the board. And so the running out of money is people are living longer. Healthcare is getting better. We've got, you mentioned, the fastest growing population of age is people in their hundreds. And so you want to make sure that the plan that you have, if you don't have one, you can get one, but that plan is going to take you into those later years of retirement and also provide safety and peace of mind.
Yeah, I mean, that is a huge concern, and one that you all are able to help address with people when you work through a plan with them, because, okay, they, you know, they take this nest egg that they've saved up over the years and maybe invested or put into that, you know, 401k, IRA, 403b, whatever type of retirement, you know, vehicle they've had over this time. They're like, how do I make that last my whole life, no matter how long that is, or my life and my spouse's life, that sort of thing. And you really are able to address those concerns through the plans that you propose for folks.
Absolutely. And it's all customizable depending on the individual or the couple that we're working with. So, you know, like we've mentioned before, not only having that big nest egg to fall back on, but how is that going to work for you? How is that going to essentially pay you in retirement for the long haul is really what we try to focus on.
Yeah, and it's even a bigger concern to most of these retirees that we're talking about, at least survey after survey has shown, even a bigger concern running out of money is than death itself. Mm-hmm. So it's something that is a huge, huge concern for people. And then the whole, you know, not becoming a burden thing, wanting to maintain that independence, those two kind of go a little bit hand in hand there. Because if you're able to, you know, maintain that independence, then you're not becoming a burden, obviously. And so those are huge concerns. How do you help folks kind of solve those problems and kind of navigate through that? I know we just talked about one a little earlier in the show with, I believe, Shirley with her particular situation.
Right. And you know, that's, again, part of that process in the beginning is getting your story. And part of her story was that her husband had spent about a year or so needing home health care where he ended up passing away. And during that time, even though there were people coming in the home helping, she was still one of his main caregivers. And so with that loss of her spouse, she's now alone. Yes, she has children. And yes, those children are willing to step in when they need to. But she wanted to make absolutely sure that if that happened to her, she had a plan in place, whether it was home health care, whether it was, you know, adult daycare or going to a facility. She wanted to make sure that she did not become a burden, and she accomplished that by putting a plan in place.
Yeah, I feel like if you are in that situation where you are having to be a caregiver yourself, it really gives you a different perspective on it. And you're like, I don't want anybody to have to do this for me and become that burden. You know, you sort of mentioned kind of the beginning part of the process, getting to know you and getting to know your situation, your history. I get that baseline of where you are right now and then where you want to go, right? So what is that sort of process kind of like, both in that initial consultation and then afterwards as you're getting to know people and know their situation?
I would say our process is very informal, especially in the beginning. We just like to catch up with you and learn about you, similar to when you first meet with a new doctor or specialist. We're trying to get up to speed on what led you here, what your current position is, and then see what we may be able to offer as far as enhancing what you've already done. And, you know, in her case, Miss Shirley Brown, it was nice for us because we were able to also meet with her children and kind of get on the same page with them and explain to them what it was going to look like in the event that she needed to utilize the plan that we put in place for her. And so I feel like our strength is really in that relationship building, and that would be where we try to go with our meetings, not only initially, but as it progresses.
Well, that is going to do it for this edition of Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Thank you so much for being a part of the show this time around. Remember, you can always go to planretirementyourway.com and get that initial consultation. It's free of any cost or any obligation. You can also call them at AmeriLife of Central Florida, 386-977-9684, 386-977-9684. Reach out today. All right, Bradley, Madison, thank you both so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
And thank you for joining us for this edition of Retirement Your Way.
Thanks for joining us for Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Our goal is to bring clarity and confidence to your retirement journey. Remember, Bradley and Madison Harden are here to help you create a personalized plan for the future you deserve. If you'd like to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation consultation, give the team a call at 386-977-9684 or visit planretirementyourway.com. And don't forget to tune in next week, same time, same place, for more strategies, insights, and support to help you live retirement your way. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and AmeriLife are separate companies but are affiliated through common ownership. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents, not affiliated with the United States government. Bradley and Madison Harden do not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended to predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable
reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of the respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information.